Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Alam mo ba na maliit man ang thyroid gland, malaki naman ang papel nito sa ating kalusugan? Gaano ba kahalaga ang malusog na thyroid at paano natin ito mapapangalagaan? Alamin ang mga kasagutan sa panayam natin kay Dr. Angelica Logarte Scott para sa Healthy Pinoy.
Ito din medyo marami akong kakilala na going through this condition sa thyroid health natin. No? So, may dalawang condition na alam natin, Doc. Hyperthyroidism and hypothyroidism. So, ano po ba yung pangunahing pagkakaiba ng dalawang sakit na ito?
Yes, thank you for that topic, Claudette. This is also very, very interesting. So I think it's important na i-define muna natin yung thyroid. What is a thyroid? So ang thyroid is a small gland dito sa ating neck. It's a butterfly-shaped gland and it controls your entire metabolism and it produces hormones that regulate your energy levels, your weight, your heart rate, and even your mood. So when you have a thyroid, when your thyroid isn't working properly, it throws your whole body off balance. Mm-hmm. And it's true that there are two common conditions. So yung isa is yung hyperthyroidism and the other one is hypothyroidism. So yung hyperthyroidism, I think it's good to make it to put it in a context, like for example, like your metabolism, like a car engine. Mm-hmm. So, yung hyperthyroidism is like having your engine stuck in an overdrive. So, everything is, parang speed up siya. So, you're losing weight fast, you're feeling anxious, you're sweating a lot, your heart rate raises all the time, even if you're resting. So, yung hyperthyroidism. So, yung second is yung tinatawag nating hypothyroidism or yung underactive thyroid. Ito naman yung engine mo is stuck on a slow motion. So you feel tired all the time, you gain weight easily, you feel cold even if others feel warm on a hot, and your skin as well feels really dry and it feels like, or it's like when your body doesn't have enough fuel to function. So yun yung nangyayari. Yeah. So, merong mga causes nito death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, ano po yung mga dahilan ng dalawang condition, Doc?
Yeah. So maraming causes nito, Claudette. So, ang pinaka common talaga, there's a few common causes. So, number one is yung tinatawag nating autoimmune disease. So, ito yung when your own immune system mistakenly attacks the thyroid. So, feeling niya is kalaban niya yung thyroid. So, for example, yung Graves' disease, it causes hyperthyroidism or too much thyroid hormones yung napoproduce. Meron din tayong Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So, ito rin, it eventually leads to underactive thyroid or hypothyroidism. So, mostly yung mga ganito na they had Hashimoto's thyroiditis, after a while, underactive yung thyroid and then they need the thyroid supplement. Another cause is yung iodine levels. So, thyroid needs the right amount of iodine to work properly. So too much or too little can cause problems. Mm-hmm. Another is family history. So for example, merong family history of thyroid disease and it runs a family, then merong chance na you will likely get it. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Another cause that is very common to nakikita namin sa clinic is yung pregnancy or hormonal changes. So women who have given birth or even that postnatal time, they are also at risk of developing thyroid diseases. At saka meron din certain medication and radiation na nakakadamage sa thyroid and that can also cause thyroid problems.
Ay, So does that mean, Doc, pag when it comes to yung, ang tawag dito, yung numbers ng thyroid, pag mataas siya, that's hyperthyroid, tama po ba? Tapos pag mababa, hypo, tama po?
Oo, depende sa anong tinitingnan. Okay, so kami, ang tinitingnan is yung TSH. So yung TSH, yung marker. So kung masyadong mataas yung TSH mo, ibig sabihin is yung underactive ka. Kasi it's not enough, walang enough na thyroid hormone to balance out the TSH. So mataas siya. Kung naman hyperactive naman, so over naman yung T3, T4 mo, yung TSH mo naman pababa. So yung baseline is TSH, T3, T4, then later on, pag abnormal yun, we can then request yung mga thyroid antibodies.
Ah, I see. Madami palang mga kumbaga areas na dapat tignan, no? Doc, let's compare symptoms naman, Doc. Pareho po ba or magkaiba din yung mga symptoms ng hyper and hypo?
Ay, magkaiba sila. So, di ba yung, as I mentioned a while ago, na yung hyperthyroidism, yung overdrive, is mostly yung parang fast mode yung mga symptoms. So, yung mga, for example, unexplained weight loss, heart racing or yung mga palpitations, shaking of hands, tapos anxiety, nervousness, irritability. So, as I've said a while ago, it can affect mood. Tapos yung nagsusweat too much. Tapos yung grabe na talaga yung parang severe cases na is yung nagbo-bulge yung eyes tulad ng mga cases. But again, late stages na yun. Mm-hmm. Yun namang underactive thyroid, yung tinatawag natin slow mode yung function ng katawan mo. So weight gain, even if you're eating very little, fatigue, sluggish, you're feeling very tired, cold hands and feet, dry skin, thinning of hair, tapos nakakapagod ng depression and brain fog.
Ah, okay. Doc, itong mga sakit na ito, Doc, can unhealthy lifestyle also cause this or mas may expose yung mga merong kumbaga family history?
I think it's difficult to tell, you know, kung ano talagang direct nakaka-cause kasi everyone is different. But what we know is contributing factor on family history. Mm-hmm. But lifestyle as well is a big, big factor. Because pag overstressed na yung tao, there's so many things happening in our lives, not enough sleep and everything, then that can affect their immune system. And that can then cause their immune system to go haywire. And then, you know, causes this autoimmune conditions.
I see. Okay. And Doc, ano bang posibleng gamot kung mayroong ganitong mga sakit?
Meron naman tayong mga gamot. So, so yung overactive thyroid, of course, they have to see the endocrinologist. Merong mga carmibazole, mga ibang klaseng gamot that they can start on it. Yun namang underactive thyroid, meron naman tayong mga thyroid supplement like levothyroxine that can be used to replace the underactive thyroid.
And also included din dyan yung mabuti at syempre healthy lifestyle, Doc, hindi ba? Sabayan ng exercise.
Absolutely.
Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.